Our study today is a study of some responsibility. The idea of judgment is placed in the Bible over and over again in books and chapters and verses that deal with the Christian, deal with teaching brethren, deal with instructing them. One congregation that had a mighty good amount of trouble was the congregation at Corinth. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, they had name divisions according to the names of Paul and Cephas and Apollos, as well as the name of Christ. In chapter 3, they were very worldly in their ways, and Paul was afraid to teach them very much because they would take it and they would mix it with their worldly attitudes and make it into something that wasn't holy and pure and godly at all. In chapter 5, they had a man in the congregation that was in incest and sinful ways, and he was doing that in plain sight of all of them. In chapter 8, we find where people were part of idolatrous ways of life. In chapter 7, they were misusing this idolatry in their marriage, and they were commanding one to another to divide and separate from one another rather than maintain good homes and good godly ways. In chapter 10, there were problems and difficulties regarding the way that they looked at life and the hope for the future. In chapter 15, there were problems regarding the looking at the resurrection of the dead and all the above. And in between those particular problems or the ways of life and the problems regarding the resurrection of the dead, that was the difficulty with the spiritual powers that they had. Some of them were misusing them completely, making it a really travesty upon the local church. It's to this congregation of Corinth, a second letter, probably the third, if we know, because Paul said he had written before in a letter to them about various things, probably 1 Corinthians is second, and 2 Corinthians is 3 Corinthians in all likelihood. We don't have that actual letter that he said referred to that he wrote to them, but in 2 Corinthians as we know it, chapter 5, beginning verse 10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment is in the midst of describing the congregation of the Lord's people and how that the judgment is to be treated seriously by them. And you know what? Really and truly, if we don't treat the judgment seriously and the thoughts about the judgment seriously, how is the world at large going to treat the idea of the judgment? Without the thought at all that they're going to stand accountable, without the idea at all they need to repent, without the idea at all they need to come back to the Lord, how in the world are they ever going to have the idea of the judgment? And yet, the people of God, having the idea of the judgment, can tell by their ways of life. We need to live this way. We need to live a life of purity. We need to live a life of holiness, because there is a judgment day coming. And that's what Paul is writing to them. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And he goes on to say in verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. There is a judgment. It is a terror of the Lord. And the people of the Lord are being urged to remember this as they repent of the wickedness of their ways. And this precedes the 7th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the which Paul salutes them because they did repent. They did take seriously what he had written to them, and they did one by one begin to remedy those problems that they faced. In today's world in which we live, should the church of our Lord not think about the judgment more frequently? The concept that we're doing these things and have the blessings of God, we have the wonderful blessings of hope and the wonderful look for the future, but isn't it the case that in our daily walk of life, we find ourselves accountable to the wrath or the terror of the Lord at the judgment if we have failed to do what we read and see in His Word is supposed to be done? The judgment is a real thing to the people of God, and more so to them. Peter will say, if judgment begin first at the house of God, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel? And he is speaking in regard to the circumstances of responsibility once again. The responsibility of those in the house of the Lord. The concept of the people of God facing judgment and treating seriously the judgment is the concept of the whole New Testament. When we find in the book of Revelation the judgment scene that is listed, in chapter 20 and verse 12, Before him will be gathered all these nations, and the books will be opened. And this book is there with the names of those who are part of his service and a part of his right way. Does that not bring to our thoughts and minds? Do we pray about that? Do we find ourselves serving the Lord for that cause? Do we find ourselves praying and bringing the Lord into what we're doing in life to be righteous and his right way?